This is Inside Agriculture. We're visiting with the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, President Tom Bernhardt. And actually, right now, we're at a roundtable discussion here in Fargo. The Grain Growers Association is hosting the annual e-tour with EPA officials from Washington and Denver. And I've had a chance to talk to Tom Bernhardt before. He's the current president of the association. But Tom, has this been in the process for a while, or how much work is it to get the EPA to come to Fargo?
Well, it's quite easy to get them to come to Fargo, but there has been some difficulty involved because of the COVID situation. Normally, this event is held in June. However, we had to postpone and we wanted to do it in conjunction with the Big Iron event. However, when we put out the invite to the EPA officials to come to the E-Tour North Dakota trip, it's very well sought after. So I think there's a little bit of a competition between the individuals at the offices to get to North Dakota, because the North Dakota E-Tour is the premier event that sponsored in almost any, I know it's in the best in the country. We hear it all the time.
Why is it important for North Dakota growers to get the EPA to come here? I obviously got an understanding of it because I just listened to your roundtable discussion, and it was a great opportunity for folks to share thoughts on many different things that the EPA rules on.
Well, it's so interesting to keep fostering our relationship with EPA officials. They understand what we're trying to achieve. The thing is that it makes it a little more difficult is some of the people that are sitting behind the cubicles making the rules for the growers out here don't fully understand how accurate our equipment is, how perfect we can apply. If the label reads an ounce per acre or 3/4 of an ounce per acre, that's exactly what we'll apply. And once those people come here and see it in real world, they say, hey, these guys are professionals, and they know exactly what they're doing. So it's an educational thing on both sides. Well, they teach us things, we teach them things. So it's pretty good.
And I think one thing that we learned is the EPA people, there are several of them here, but they're human and they were nice.
Yes, they're very nice. And we've learned that over the years that they're super individuals, but at the same time, very sharp. They fully understand everything that needs to be done on their side. It's just that it's good that we can show them what we need to do on our side. So it's a tremendous opportunity to keep in touch with these folks.
Were you surprised question number like 2 was about dicamba to the EPA officials, which they answered, they talked about?
We knew that was going to come up, and it was just earlier it was talked about, and it's becoming quite the hot topic. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to advocate whether we can get this accomplished or not, that the rules should be applicable to a region wide rather than nationwide. It's kind of a touchy situation, but well, hopefully we can get that done. So,
now, what will happen for the rest of the week with the EPA officials that are here? I do know that they're going to be taking some farm tours. Will your organization be a part of those tours?
Yes. North Dakota Grain Growers is hosting some of the events that are going on tomorrow. And then we pass it off to the soybean folks and then also the sugar folks. We will share the EPA officials. And then on Wednesday, they will actually be going out to the Big Iron Show and see some of the equipment out there. And then they also will be doing something with the NCI folks out at NDSU later on the day, on Wednesday.
This is Inside Agriculture.